Welcome, dear listeners, to Aligned Expressions. I am your host, Sherry Stein, and I'm thrilled to embark on this transformative journey with each and every one of you. As a seasoned color design psychologist, aromatherapy specialist, feng shui practitioner, therapeutic yoga teacher, and Ayurveda lifestyle enthusiast, I've dedicated my life to helping others achieve balance and well-being. Through my brand, SBW Aligned Expressions, I offer mentoring services to those seeking a holistic and wellness-centered approach to living their best lives. This podcast is an extension of that commitment, a space to delve into the profound intersections of color, yoga, Ayurveda, feng shui, and design psychology. In each episode, I had the privilege of sitting down with some incredible wellness professionals from diverse backgrounds and experiences. Together, we explore the powerful impact of color on our emotions, the healing properties of yoga and Ayurveda, and the ways in which design psychology can shape our environments for optimal well-being. I am not just here to inform, but to inspire. Aligned Expressions is a platform for meaningful conversations that illuminate the path to a more harmonious and balanced life. I invite you to join me on this enriching journey as we uncover the secrets to holistic living and well-being. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of the Aligned Expressions community. Together, let's explore the profound beauty and wisdom that emerges when we align our expressions with the essence of holistic well-being and welcoming to our journey into wellness. Welcome, dear listeners, to another captivating episode of Aligned Expressions. Today, I am thrilled to have a remarkable guest, Dr. Sandra E. Wilson, who is not only my cousin and soror, but also an expert in the art of transforming ordinary tables into stunning works of art for special occasions. Dr. Wilson brings a wealth of knowledge and a dynamic talent for decorating tablescapes that is truly unparalleled. In my recent book, Landing on Your Feet and Putting Down Roots, I emphasize the importance of mastering the art of setting the table, making it a fascinating experience for your visitors. Today, Sandra and I will delve into the intricacies of this art form, discussing the nuances of table setting and choosing the right utensils, colors, to ensuring the perfect lighting and selecting centerpieces that enhance rather than overpower the dining experience. With a background in education, Dr. Wilson holds a bachelor's degree in elementary education with a concentration in special education from Cheney University in Pennsylvania. She further pursued her passion for education, earning a master's degree in education from Mount Clare University and a master's of arts in humanities with a concentration in fine arts from Beaver College. She also has a PhD in interdisciplinary and urban education with a minor in communications from Temple University. She has served as an adjunct professor of education at Montgomery County Community College in Pennsylvania and Temple University. Beyond her academic achievements, Dr. Wilson is a multifaceted creative force. As a writer, she crafts poetry, prose, plays, and fiction. Her artistic talents extend to painting, with her works featured in numerous judged art exhibits and displayed in colleges' banks, including the African American Museum in Philadelphia. Adding another dimension to her creativity, she is also a skilled musician, proficient in playing the piano and serving as the director of a church choir for youth. Dr. Wilson has also graced various platforms as a guest speaker, sharing her insights for various numerous organizations. Her diverse experiences and talents converge into a rich tapestry that makes her a true expert in the art of tablescaping. Join us as we explore the world of entertaining and decorating with a focus on the little details that make a big difference. Dr. Wilson will share her expertise and provide valuable tips to elevate your table setting game. Get ready for an enlightening and inspiring conversation with a true master of art right here on the Aligned Expressions podcast. Well, hello, my listener. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Aligned Expressions. And today, my friends, I have a very, very special guest, Dr. Sandra Wilson. And Sandra is my cousin, my friend, and also my soror. And I am so excited to have her on this episode today, because let me tell you, she can decorate some tables. She has this natural gift and talent for decorating, for entertaining. So I asked her to be on the podcast today to bring you some tips as we are going into the holidays on how to create a table for cozy entertainment. So let's bring her on now. So Dr. Sandra, how are you, my love?
I am fine. I am doing great today. It's just a pleasure to be with you. And I'm looking forward to this. This is a little different for me. So I like different. So this is going to be fun.
Yes, it is. And for our listeners, I am going to place this particular episode on my blog so you can see the pretty tables that my cousin Sandra decorates, so you can reminisce and see and get some ideas for your holiday table. So we're going to get right to it. So the first question I have is, tablescapes can be a captivating focal point at any gathering. What are some of the key elements to keep in mind when designing a visually appealing tablescape?
Well, you know, it's a strange thing. I really had no idea or why I started decorating a table. To me, it's just fun. I enjoy it. And since I already have everything else in my house that I could possibly decorate, I needed to go someplace else. I guess I needed another creative outlet. So it just looked so dull when I looked at the table with a vase of flowers in the center. Mm-hmm. And for some people, that's fine. I mean, if that makes you happy, then go for that.
Right.
I enjoy coming home to feeling the beauty of it. I changed the positions of the furniture. Sometimes I do that, or I add and subtract pillows and curtains and, you know, linen and pictures and towels and quilts and rugs. And I do that. And in my home, there is a lot to look at when you come here, but it's that table that really catches the eye of the people when they come through the door. So I look at it as if the table is a blank canvas, mm-hmm. and I can design anything that I want on that canvas.
Mm.
So what is my aim? Well, your aim should be, you should think about color, you know, whether it's, you know, a loud hue or something calm. Mm-hmm. Think about something being different that recognizes who you are, or something that makes you smile or makes you wonder. So I think that you have to come to grips with what you want to do and why you want to do it. So I look at it as a challenge. If you take it on as a challenge, not as a task, you know, not as a homework assignment, something that has to be done, it has to be something that you enjoy and that you can change at any time that you want. So if you take a piece off and it looks fine, or you put a piece on and it looks fine, it has to be what you want. Flex who you are. That's what I think.
Awesome. Well, you sound like you've read one of my books. So my big thing that I promote is for people to decorate in accordance to their own personality, their own taste, their own style, and not be overly concerned about what others think or what somebody else is doing and so forth. And I think it takes not only a level of creativity to create a beautiful tablescape, but an artistic talent as well, which I know that you are an artist and you have beautiful paintings and so forth. And I was just curious about how your artistic creativity lends itself to creating beautiful tablescapes, as far as your color coordination and how the plates look and the glasses and whatever else you have on the table. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I think of it in this way. This is my piece. Now, I hope other people like it, but if they don't, I'm not worried about that, because it has to be a reflection of me. Now, my paintings are colorful. People will say, you know, your paintings are very colorful. And so sometimes I intentionally might do black and white, because then I'm playing with color and that's difficult also. Mm-hmm. But it seems calming to some people. And sometimes your table could be, you know, reflect that calmness. I don't pay attention initially to color so much, because I get involved with the design and making it say something to whoever's looking at it, the viewer. And I like to use, when I'm painting, I use acrylics most of the time, because I can blend things and it dries fast. I'm one of those people using oil. You have to kind of wait. You can blend very well with oil, but you have to wait because it has to dry, that kind of thing. So lately, that reflects how I move about my table. I've been using all kinds of materials on my paintings, not just the acrylic, but I've been using ink and watercolor. I've used paper and feathers, et cetera, pearls, whatever I can find.
Right.
And when I want to do something three-dimensional, you know, that kind of thing. I entered a show that won at Mixed Media, and I liked what that produced. And so it was a judge show, and I got into it. So now I'm playing around with that kind of idea. And that's what your table is. It's kind of a mixed media, and it's three-dimensional. So if you think of it in those terms, my table is always mixed media. Color, or the lack of it, has a lot to do with what you have at the end. I like my work to reflect my whole house. Now, I've helped people who wanted to do some decorating in their home simply because they saw what I had in my home, but that's not their taste. So I have to find out, what is it that you like? And then we can design from what your taste is. Some people are, it's kind of like a compliment. If you have a dining room set and somebody else sees it and they like it and they go out and buy the same dining room set, people really get a little upset about that, you know, because they want to be individuals. But it is kind of like a compliment for somebody to do something like that. So, you know, it's a twofold thing. So don't be surprised if people come and look at what you've done and they go home and they do the same thing. My table is mixed media, as I said. The color is something that you play with. I like my work to reflect in that table. And sometimes I want to be subtle, you know, with a spot of unusual, or things that I might say that this makes a loud statement or this makes a soft statement. You have to decide which way you want to go. For instance, holidays can be, you know, guides for setting up your table. I have a friend who changes her table every month. Some people change their table every season. Some change it just for holidays. So you decide on what it is that you want to say. Sometimes I'll do a Christmas table, and maybe the next year I'll do a Kwanzaa table. So I might use reds and greens or golds and whites and maybe throw a little purple in there.
Mm-hmm.
This year with the Kwanzaa table, I try to use the colors, you know, of Africa that they use, like yellow and green and black and reds. Halloween, of course, you're going to get the oranges and blacks and things of that sort. So it's easy kind of for the holidays to designate which way you want to go with your colors. The seasons have a lot to do with choices sometimes. So as a child, my mother loved to decorate for the holidays. And I think that that must have seeped into my persona. So those are some things to kind of think about. Why are you decorating this table? What is it that you want to see on your table that makes it perfect for you? And then people will like it too, more than likely.
All right. Okay. So how can my listener strike a balance between achieving an elegant and cohesive look mm-hmm. on their table for an event that they are hosting mm-hmm. and ensuring that their color choices and decor are practical for guests to navigate and enjoy their meal or refreshments?
When you take a standardized test, a lot of times people will ponder over the answer, right? But most of the time I have found that your scores remain high when you run with the first thing that comes into your mind. So when you look at this table, let your ideas be a guide for what you already have. Mm-hmm. If you're starting out with something, look into your china closet or in your cupboards and see what you have there. Start there. And then you might want to put a plate or a glass on the table and just look at it and evaluate. And from that, you might decide that you want to get to put down a placemat. Step back and take a look and slow down and don't rush yourself. But when you look around at what you have at home, you might be surprised at what you see that might fit, that may be the center of what you want to do. Like it might be a vase of flowers, right? And because you can always change flowers. And a lot of times it's nice to get flowers, fresh flowers. But when you get artificial flowers, see, you can change them and put them in all kinds of colors. You can store them away to use again. So when you do these decorations, you save the things that you have. You might look around and see something three-dimensional, like a bookends that you have, you know, something you have on your shelf that are kind of interesting, or salt and pepper shakers. Or you might have a fancy mirror, a beautiful serving set, a fork and a spoon, you know, a large fork and a large spoon. And now you have you have some things to base it on and some things to add to it. Like then you might want to start looking at chargers, and there are places where you can get them. We'll talk about that later. Chargers usually add a sense of elegance. Sometimes you can use chargers by themselves. Sometimes you can use them with the dish, with a placemat. It depends, because you don't want to override your table either. So you can use flowers that have batteries that shine. Sometimes people will say, oh, that's kind of cheap looking and everything. But it's really pretty if you take something like that and put it into a vase and stick it down in the vase and it lights up. It really reflects. You can use pearls. You know, you have all these probably pearls, old pearls that your mother had, you yeah. know, or crystals, necklaces and stuff. You can use them and drape them around certain things. Feathers are really nice, too. If you buy feathers, I've gotten feathers and ordered them online. They can be nice if you have a pretty little jewelry box, you know, that sits in you. And it might be your grandmother's jewelry box that you've had for years yeah. and never paid any attention to.
Yeah.
But you got to think outside of the norm. You have beautiful things in your home that you have them in the same spot, maybe hidden somewhere that you can use. So if it looks bland on your table, you can always toss on some color somewhere, like a marble in a glass something.
Oh, yeah.
Different color marbles or the same color marbles, a special dish that sits on the table, a creamer and a sugar. I bought, and this cost me a little bit. I was at an art show and I saw this creamer and this sugar dish that was made in South Africa. You know, it came with the papers and everything. So I'm really trying hard not to make sure that nobody breaks my dish. I paid for that. But they set out really nice. If somebody gave you a picture that looks like it came from Mexico, because it has all these different colors and stuff, you can allow that to kind of be your base. Or if you just have plain silver salt and pepper shakers on with clear glasses and white napkins. And you can get white napkins anywhere and usually pretty reasonable. Right. I like different colored napkins, but white napkins will go with just about anything. So those are kind of some of the things that you can really think about. But look at what you have at home first before you go out there trying to shop and get some things.
That's really some great inspiration and recommendations, particularly for people that may be on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to spend a lot of money on decorating their spaces. I love the little jewelry box idea. And there's also things that you can do to dress up napkin holders by putting little beads and things around them or wrapping them with fabric or what have you. So my listener, think about some cost-effective strategies in decorating for the holidays, and particularly your table, because as Sandra mentioned, there are things around your house, and I'm a big proponent of shopping your home, shopping your closets, and seeing what you can find that may be unusual or different and could even spark conversation at the table. Like, you know, that is such a unique piece. And what you mentioned, those decor from South Africa, definitely someone would want to, I know I would, ask questions around that and, you know, create and spark some conversation. So you really have answered my question about the cost-effective strategies.
Well, I'll tell you that if you have a friend who is a seamstress, mm-hmm. right? She's mm-hmm. going to have extra material that she doesn't want. Or if you go in your closet and you have some colorful clothes that you're no longer wearing, mm-hmm. you can always cut them up into squares. You can always find something to bind around them. I'm not a seamstress, so I'm not going to pretend that I'm going to sew something, but you can buy things that will glue on to yeah. of that sort. So I know that sometimes I'll buy the seat cushions too. Like mm-hmm. if they have them on sale, you can get so many, get four of them for this. I have a whole thing on watching for the sales, you know, buy something. And after Christmas, there's all kinds of great sales for Christmas things. I used to go to Pier 1, especially when they had their sales. And if you go to like Michael's, and they have the garlands, you got to catch them on sale. You can cut them up and use them as, you know, napkin holders, right?
Yeah.
And always keep some glue around, because you might want to take a piece and glue it onto something else. So secondhand stores, when we talk about, you know, mm-hmm. there's a secondhand store I just ran across, a friend of mine. She will volunteer there sometimes. It's called Upscale Resale Boutique, right? Mm-hmm. And it's and I was thinking about it being like, it's like a little shop, but it's secondhand stuff.
Right.
Have a lot of times when people have, unfortunately, deaths in their family, they yeah. have a lot of things that they want to get rid of. Mm-hmm. And these people set it up as if you're going into a boutique. And I bought some beautiful, beautiful blue, brand new blue glasses, clear glasses for $1.50 each. Ooh. And they're brand new glasses. But when you go to these different, you don't have to be really picky, but if you see something that you like, I was talking to a friend today and she found these little paper mache pumpkins, right?
Oh, for the Halloween.
Yeah. Right. I think she paid $2 or something like that for them. And she bought enough, eight of them for around her table. Placemats can be expensive. I was in TJ Maxx and I saw a package of eight placemats for $10. I didn't even like the placemats. They were just plain white, and they had like a green lime on it or something, but they had like the frayed edges and all. So I bought them because I have white napkins, right? So I can hook this up. I can
That's
put,
right.
You know, so things don't always, and my friends get a little bit upset when they try to buy, well, this doesn't match that, and this doesn't match that, you know. But if you see something and it has a good price on it, I suggest you buy it. And then you can use it, you know, look, later on, you might find something else that will go with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, of course, you hit Marshall's. They have like a sales section in the back. There's a lot of beautiful things that you can do with the table. You will be surprised at what you will find. I have a cabinet for storing my stuff so that I reuse it. I don't, you know, put it on there and that's nice. And I reuse it and mix and match it, and it gives it another table, a different table, so you can match things up. But yeah, don't just put anything together, because you can have a mess on that table. It could be ugly, but make sure. Because I have seen some tables that work.
I know, I can imagine.
Oh my goodness gracious. But look at your table, and if something you see makes you smile, then you might have a little something. I have this collection of animals. I mean, they're literally like a lion that lays on my piano, and I have this giraffes that are taller. So what started it was, I was in a store, and there was this wooden bird, and he was just as tall as I was. And I thought, well, that's kind of an interesting piece. And I said, I think I'll buy that. And my cousin said, what are you doing with that bird? I said, I'm going to buy this bird. And she said, no, you're not. She said, you're kidding, aren't you? And I said, no, I'm serious. I'm going to buy this bird. And I bought the bird and brought it home. It was my first one. I just looked at it. Then I started buying all these other little animals and big animals to go with it. And now my living room is almost like a safari. But that's why I said, it's me. That's who I am. And that's the way you need to design your table.
Right. And it brings you joy.
Brings you joy.
And that's the most important thing.
Right.
Well, my dearest cousin, Sandra, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome. I'm glad to do this.
This is so exciting. And my listener, I hope you have received some words of inspiration, some ideas as you come into this holiday season and want to decorate purely from your own sense of joy and love. And I wish each and every one of my listeners happy holidays. And again, thank you so much, Sandra.
Oh, you're quite welcome anytime.